Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Odell Beckham Jr. was sent home yesterday. There is caution there. If we want to play the Kevin Stefanski clip, we can play the Kevin Stefanski clip just to make sure that all the bases are covered. That's Stefanski 01. I'm kind of throwing kid for a loop because he's got a lot he's got to do over there because we had some technical problems. We'll play that for you guys as soon as we possibly can just to make sure that everything's covered. But there's a lot of people who are freaking out online and calling in right now. I'm not going to freak out. I'm not going to do that. We're not going to recklessly speculate here. This is Kevin Stefanski asked these questions yesterday about OBJ.
With Odell, you concerned at all that he might have COVID, or is it just an unrelated illness?
You know, just with how the protocols are, you have to be careful. So I don't want to assume anything, but with all of our guys, we'll make sure we just follow the protocols and just be safe.
Just with everything going on in the league over the last couple of weeks with all the different COVID issues and everything like this, does this put you guys on a little bit of high alert or anything like that with what's going on today?
I think we've been on high alert, Mary Kay. I think that's just 2020. So we just make sure that we're following every protocol there is and keep everything safe.
So we'll find out more as the morning goes on, and if anything breaks, you'll be the first to know. Let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We welcome in one of the great ones. Garrett Bush joins us, one part of the fan tailgate, which you hear every Sunday morning as the Browns get set to take on the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. You can also hear him on the Barbershop every Saturday from 8 a.m. to noon at GBush91 on Twitter. Garrett, good morning, friend.
What's going on, Ken?
Oh, just hosting the show here. Just doing this. We're going back to last week real quick. Were you impressed with what happened last week against the Colts?
I think there were times in that game where the Browns could have been the Browns. And I think that's been a theme for the last few weeks. The Browns could have, after that kickoff, they could have just been the Browns and just continued with the spiral and not answered the bell. But I think, the Browns continue to show strides and continue to say, all right, well, just because we had that play, we can get that back. I think in the second half, Baker didn't play his best game. As a matter of fact, I think he came out and said that was his worst game of the year. But, if you're going to have your worst game of the year and you continue to find ways to win, I think they'll take that.
Garrett Bush joining us on the show. What did you think of Baker's performance? He didn't like it.
It is one of those things we continue to talk about. There's going to be a game where you're going to play a team and he's going to have to, be the reason you win a game. He's going to have to be the reason that the Browns win. You have to actually come on a Monday with Lima and say, boy, if it wasn't for Baker in that throw, or if it wasn't for Baker in that scramble, or if he doesn't extend that play or throw that one,
yeah,
we lose the game. And if you don't have that, that has to happen sooner or later for you to win some of these games. That's just the way the league is. I don't think you've had that signature game. I don't think you had that out of them. You'll eventually need that if the Browns want to be a team that goes deep into the playoffs.
So is this a game that turns into a must-win? I don't mean to over-ask that question. I know we asked it to you last week, and some people might roll their eyes on it, but I don't think it's a must win. I do think it's a must look good. I don't think they can go out there and get rolled like they did against the Ravens.
Well, you know, for me, at some point, I hate Steelers so much that at some point, I'm just sick of seeing, it's a must win for at some point in time when you have to go and you got to be competitive. You got to go and actually show up. And when are you going to beat these dudes on the road? When are you going to show up and actually flip the script, turn the tables, do something different, be competitive, and get that win on the road against Pittsburgh? At some point, you got to start playing where Pittsburgh doesn't just chalk this up as a win, no matter who they throw out on the field. That has to quit.
Garrett Bush joining us on the show. So, to the players, is this a rivalry again?
I don't think Pittsburgh cares too much about it. I think the Browns players may feel like, you know, it may be a sort of a rivalry, but to Pittsburgh doesn't respect the Browns. And I think until the Browns players take it personally or to someone in the organization who gets upset and mad. I played in rivalries, you know, people in Ohio, got Ohio State, Michigan. I got, you know, McKinley Maslin, there's Ignatius and St. Ed's. There's all kind of rivalries. But, you know, there's no one in the Browns organization who seems to be too terribly upset when they lose to the Steelers. It's just like, oh, we're used to that. But, no, I don't think on the Steelers side that it's too terribly of a rivalry. And there's a problem with that. That means you be getting beat a lot, and they don't even respect you.
Garrett Bush joining us on the show. So what does Baker need to do? What does this offense need to do in your eyes to get a win?
He's going to have to make them throws where it's not going to have to just be the 7 or the 6 or the 5 yard plays. There are plays to be had down the field, and those plays can be unlocked. Sometimes, believe it or not, the most optimum play for the most damage and for the most optimum play for offense is the 30-yard play. Sometimes you're playing into the hands of the defense when you take the dump off. And sometimes you can say, well, you know, just take the 6-yard play. Well, no, being a defensive player, we scheme open things like that. We let you have that 5. That's what we want. Hey, you know, you want to throw that pass right there. We know that tight end's not going to, you know, get 5 or 6 yards after the catch. So there are plays that are open. Baker has to just be able to recognize it fast enough and get the ball to that play so it punishes the defense for running certain things against the things that you want to do in your game plan. So he has to be able to do those things. And if he can do those things, it makes defenses pay for making mistakes. And right now, I don't think he makes the defense pay every single time they make mistakes.
They're 4-0. This is a weird question, but we've watched the Steelers play every single game. Garrett Bush joining us on the show. Their defense hasn't looked like what it was supposed to be at the beginning of the season. Their offense at times has waned. Last week, Chase Claypool was great. Has this team actually been overrated for a 4-0 team, do you think?
I think there's years in and years out, the Steelers live on a lot of what they've always done in the past. And that's just the reality of a team who's good. I think the Ravens do it. I think Cowboys do it. I think the 49ers do it. Any team with a good tradition or a team that's won a lot, they always live on it in the past a little bit. If you look at this team, the Steelers don't run the ball very well. But if you talk to any fan or you talk to somebody that's like a person that doesn't really watch them every day, they'll give you a talking point and say, well, you know, the Steelers are really physical up front and they run the ball pretty well. No, they don't. They don't do that. Or they'll naturally assume Juju Smith-Schuster this year is having some sort of great year. And he's, you know, a number one receiver who's killing it. And you're like, no, he's actually not having that either. But you know, one thing they do have is, you know, Ben Roethlisberger, and it just seems to be that he just plays his best football against Cleveland. You know, we've not made him pay for his mistakes, turnovers, and it just seems to me he always makes enough plays to you know, embarrass Cleveland or get the win against Cleveland. So, yeah, they're slightly overrated in terms of what we think they are. But, you know, they always seem to back it up when they play in the Browns.
Garrett Bush joining us here on the show. So for this game with Kevin Stefanski versus Mike Tomlin, do you trust Kevin Stefanski yet? Because I like what I've seen so far out of the first five games. But Ian, I got to be honest with you. Even from what I've seen, I have to look about what I've heard. And when he's not given victory Mondays or anything like that, that really inspires me as a fan, because I think we've celebrated a lot of minor accomplishments in the past as an organization, and I don't think he's allowing that.
I think what I like about him most is he's not drinking the Kool-Aid in terms of thinking that what he's doing so far is going to somehow win a Super Bowl. The most impressive things for me was understanding when we were running the ball great and the media and fans try to bait him into saying that, oh, this is just a winning formula. We'll just run it 96 times and all of a sudden, you know, well, this is how we get to the Super Bowl. And he said, no. We need to do what we need to do to win. We got receivers. We got tight ends. We still need to get other people involved, and it's just not one or the other. I think he's shown himself to be a really good tactician. I think he has a really good mind for strategy. And I also think that he understands that sometimes you're going to have to come out and do the opposite of what teams expect you to do. And you can see that against Dallas. You saw that against the Colts. Your run game got shut down against the Colts because the Colts are awesome up front. And you needed Baker Mayfield to get you some points in that first half. The pass rush is going to be dynamic for the Steelers. You just need to see how he's going to handle that and what adjustments he's going to make, especially if you don't have a guy like OBJ who's available to you on the outside.
Are you concerned about Baker's ribs?
Yes, because to me, he was, you know, I Baker wasn't playing that, you know, over the hill and over the top awesome anyway. So any extra stuff on top of that, you know how it is, Ken. You know, in high school, we don't need no hero. We don't need a hero out here. Guys, we need you to do your job. Well, listen.
Who are you doing an impression of right there? What's that? Who's that?
Guys, we don't need heroes out here.
Is that how Todd McDaniels used to talk? Is that how that one went?
That's the assistant coach. Guys, we don't need any heroes. We need you to do your job.
Played with Mike Doss.
Not anybody else's job.
You played with Mike Doss and Kenny Peterson. That's all you had were heroes on that team. Are you nuts? Was that assistant coach nuts?
No, and I wouldn't.
What are the 1 million Grimsleys that are down there? I mean,
my God.
Oh, had
my
to be one of them.
100. Oh, there's 100 of those guys. Oh, shout out to every Grimsley. Like, every Grimsley. Like,
that's All-Star County.
Those are the people, they actually have people who like cousins. I'm like, wow, y'all accept cousins down there?
Oh, everybody's down in Stark, folks. Anybody in Stark County, everybody's related to a Grimsley. If you don't think you are, you just don't know yet. Go ahead,
GB. I need you.
I
need you to cut a promo with that voice. You need to cut a promo with that voice.
Baker's out there with the ribs and. Like, come on, man. He's throwing, you know, he's good for 1.5 picks anyway. So, you know, what are you going to do now with the sore ribs? My lasting thought process was I put on Twitter during the game when we were trying to run that clock out and the Colts were, you know, teeing off on them a little bit. And I said, how many of you guys feel comfortable about Baker throwing his football? And the timeline exploded, like, not a chance, I'm cool, please hand this football off. Not saying that, you know, Baker can't get it done, but, I mean, this is not what you want. But at the end of the day, you got to realize something. These are the type of games where you're going to have to play them. And these are signature games, signature stuff that you got to do to win. And if you can go get a win when you don't have your best receiver and you don't have your quarterback is banged up, then I will go and I will say, you know what, the Cleveland Browns actually might be really Super Bowl contenders or contenders or a special season because they went in when they don't have no business doing it.
Oh, I want to know more about that. Okay, Garrett, real quick, what do you got coming up tomorrow?
Man, tomorrow's going to be great. Tomorrow we're gonna deep dive. You know, I got Chico coming up. We do our college football slate. We're going to be getting Ohio State football is on his way back. You know, that's creeping. We'll get to him at 11. Jonathan Peterlin, he's coming up at 10. We'll talk to him about what he has going on throughout the week. He'll give me the good stuff about what's going on with the Bulldog Fox during the week. And then at 9 o'clock, we'll get to John Costco. We'll get to the grades. Football grades from last week from the Colts, and we'll get to the fans, man. We'll do it all big. You know how we do it in the barbershop, man. Get a cut.
8 o'clock tomorrow morning, the barbershop, the great Garrett Bush. Garrett, we'll talk to you on Sunday morning, friend.
Appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you. Garrett Bush, at GBush91 on Twitter. Follow him there on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Looking at a couple of tweets here, Diana Russini, ESPN, says she's communicated with sources in Indy and with the league this morning. Her sense is that the Colts are being very measured and conservative by closing their facilities today. She's told that the game is still on for this weekend between the Colts and Bengals, that point-of-care tests were administered to members of the Colts who have tested positive. They will know more soon. Reruns of the PCR tests will take some time. So we are paying attention to the Colts this morning. The Browns did play the Colts on Sunday. If we find anything else more, we will let you know. 92.3 The Fan, 92.3TheFan.com, as well as through the Radio.com app. The Dangerous One, Daryl Ryder, he joins us at 8 o'clock. Up next, the Friday Five, administered by Owen. It's Ken Carmen, live on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.